The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, a lot of people are now coming forward to say they're not buying this story in Boston. It's too full of holes. We've caught them with too many lies. All this talk about, don't look at anything other than we show you. And now they're starting to blame the independent media and websites. And they're reacting to us. They've lost the initiative, which means they're losing the war for the minds of America. And, of course, my concern is that just as was the case with TW-800, when too many people were coming forward to say they'd seen a missile rise up out of that ongoing Navy exercise off Long Island and kill TW-800, and they couldn't control that story, boom, Olympic Park bombing, and the media's off on the new disaster. They may be considering something like that right now, a bigger, bloodier, messier false flag to make everybody forget about the obvious fraud we're seeing here in Boston. Yesterday, we reported how a candidate for governor of, I think it was Nevada, has gone public saying he doesn't believe the official story. Now we have this ex-British diplomat is out there going public saying he's questioning the official story on Boston. And he's just saying simply the scenario is simply impossible in the real world, and he's absolutely right. And everybody is grabbing this thing, trying to take advantage of it. Everybody's overreacting to it. The Kentucky Derby is now going to ban backpacks. And they're just trying as hard as they can. Be afraid, leave your backpacks at home. Boy, if you've got stock in a backpack company, you better sell it right now, because they're going to get hammered with this fraud. We're going to grab some phone calls here. Lewis in California. Aloha, Lewis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just have a comment and a question, and I'll get off the line and let you comment. Like you mentioned before, these guys at Boston, they just showed up at this without any disguises. I mean, faces easy to recognize. Now, here's my thing. You know, I have a younger brother, and my instinct as an older brother is to protect my younger brother. So they're going to tell me that this guy just let his kid brother show up at this thing without any disguises at all. I mean, I would have said, hey, bro, you better at least put on a hat or something, or a mustache or some glasses. Nothing. You know, just let him show up like that.
The younger brother was wearing a baseball cap, but it was turned around backward with the visor on the back. It was like, you know, take my picture, please.
Exactly. I just don't buy it that his older brother would just let him show up like that. That's my comment. And my question is, do you think there's any significance to the fact that at the end of this thing, this kid ends up in an Israeli hospital? Anyway, Mike, I'll get off the line and let you comment on that.
Yeah, a lot of people have commented on that. He was taken to this Beth Israel, and I forget the rest of the name. His doctors are all Israeli. Come on, guys. Yeah, you know, why not put up a flashing neon sign saying, guilty, 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 guilty? Because we know American intelligence agencies and Israeli intelligence agencies work together. They did it on 9/11. Remember the dancing Israelis who were there, and they were high-fiving and cheering as the buildings came down? Very inappropriate behavior. And they got arrested because too many people were calling the cops and saying, you got to get these guys. And they were very quietly shipped back to Israel, where they said on Israeli television their job was to document the event. And remember that four-part story on Israeli spying by Carl Cameron on Fox News? A U.S. government official admitted there was evidence linking these arrested Mossad agents to 9/11, but it was classified by the United States government. So they work hand in hand with these things. They spread it around to increase deniability. Of course, as we're learning right now, it also increases the possibility of errors and exposures. Got to take a break. Back with more phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at campingsurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on campingsurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from campingsurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. campingsurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh. Hear the Anchorage Radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to the Michael Reedy, open your eyes. Tune in to Christ in Pharaoh. Hear the Anchorage Radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And freedomforum.com just broke a story that Tamerlan Tsarnaev attended a CIA-sponsored workshop at the Jamestown Foundation. This is being reported out of Izvestia. And this Jamestown Foundation, it's another NGO. It's another CIA front in there messing around with other people's countries. So it's yet another indication that these two brothers were actually U.S. intelligence assets who were being used, you know, having come from that part of the world. They were sent back to that part of the world to carry out the will of U.S. government agencies. And then when it suited the U.S. government to simply throw their lives away in another plot, that's what happened. And again, for those of you listening to this show who are working for the U.S. government, keeping an eye on what we're saying, just think about that as you're trying to get to sleep tonight. Those people you work for have zero loyalty. They will throw your life away in a heartbeat if they think it will get them what they want. Back to the phones. Brian in Boston. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thank you. I just find it hard, Michael, that this carjacked individual has been able to remain anonymous. You would think that the mainstream media would be tripping over each other to trying to contact this man and get an interview.
Well, we've been told that he wanted his name kept out of the media, that he did not want to be talked to. Of course, now that we know through the British press that he was Chinese, obviously the FBI and the police and the corporate media have a reason to keep this driver hidden, because it makes it very obvious that he is not the naked man seen in the videos.
Oh, absolutely. That's correct. It kind of reminds me of the Benghazi incident, where you got this alleged filmmaker in California making a film that enrages Muslims in Libya only, I guess. And, I mean, this guy was arrested for bank fraud, check kiting. It did time in a penitentiary in the U.S., but there's no mugshot of this guy to be released?
Yes. Isn't it amazing? And by the way, the movie was never actually made.
You see shots on local news every night, Michael.
Yes.
You know, so it just goes, when will the people wake up?
I think they are, and that's why we're seeing the people who are behind this propaganda about Boston. They're wholly reactive. They're wholly defensive now. They're trying to come up with a new story to tie all the loose ends together, and they're flailing about. And
but
I think
the part that I find the part that I find nauseating, Michael, is that the streets are lined with people. After they caught this youngest brother, the streets were lined with people, like maybe 5, 6, 7 deep, applauding the police as they're retreating back to the different towns and cities, whatever, and waving American flags. I was like, come on, the sheeple are out in force.
Yeah, isn't that funny? With all the stores around there closed, and yet this crowd seemed to have plenty of American flags to wave. That tells you right there, somebody was there with a van handing out the flags. It was a rental ruckus. It was a record, a rental crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been done before.
I just want to say that you and Deanna and John are doing a great job for all of us and keeping us informed. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to John in Montana. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Chimash, good talking to you again. I just got a... There's a Fox update now that, of course, they're blaming the firecracker stands now because the guy had purchased fireworks, and now the remote control little cars that people have could have been used to set off, and, I mean, they're just starting to lay blame on everybody.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to basically, shut down everything that might be used by the American people against a federal government attack. I've noticed all of a sudden those little helicopters in the shopping malls have gone away ever since
yeah.
We talked about how easy it would be to use one of those to take down a drone. Now they're gone from the malls and the stores. It really is ridiculous. Now, I want to talk a little bit about fireworks. This idea that you can buy packaged fireworks and take them apart and make explosives is nonsense. Anybody who tries is asking to lose a finger. And I know this because many years ago, before the computer animation revolution came along, I briefly worked in special effects in Hollywood. Now I used to work in visual effects, computers, dancing dinosaurs, and so forth.
Hollywood.
Yeah, but I briefly worked in the special effects, which are the on-set effects with explosives. I had a powderman's license for the lower-level stuff to work with. If you take a firework, you will see that the propellant is in there with a bonding agent. It's not just powder, like you could get from bullets when you take the actual slug off the top of a bullet. There's a powder in there. Fireworks are made with a bonding agent to keep them stable during shipping. And if you try and sort of break it up and chip it, it will detonate.
Oh, yeah.
So this idea that they made the bomb out of fireworks, and again... They're claiming he paid $200 in cash for fireworks. How do they know it's him if it's a cash transaction? Where's the paper trail?
Yeah. Well, I seismographed for years, and I was a powder monkey also.
Did
shots and shot holes and the five-pound puds of the bentonite and the primacord. And, I'm kind of experienced with a little bit of that. And when they're saying it was black powder, that's what they're getting around to getting our guns again. No more black powder for reloading and it's flash powder that you use.
That's true.
They can get in our back door. That's what they're trying right now, Michael.
Which is amazing because black powder is a very narrow market. It's for historical recreationists. And even a lot of people who shoot quote unquote black powder don't use black powder because it fouls the gun. It's very corrosive. They use a modern smokeless simulant like Pyrodex. And so banning black powder, it's a very narrow niche market.
Yeah. And
by the way, the last time I bought black powder, I had to show my ID to get it. They made a record. So it's already being tracked.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to do, you still can go buy canisters of it instead of unrolling a bunch of firecrackers.
Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And again, black powder is not the sole propellant in those fireworks. And again, there's a bonding agent. It's a solid mass in there. It's not just a bunch of powder. And if you try and break it apart, it'll detonate. And so, folks, please do not follow these bogus instructions in these so-called Al-Qaeda handbooks. They will not work, and they are very, very dangerous. I remember years ago when the government was demonizing the patriot groups and the militia, there was a book came out called The Anarchist's Cookbook, and it was all over the alternative bookstores, and it supposedly had all these recipes for making drugs and explosives. And as somebody who has worked with explosives, I can tell you those recipes were designed to blow you up in your garage so the media could say, oh, there's another anarchist here who destroyed himself with his own bomb making. Important safety steps, important chemicals for stability and control were left out of these formulas. They were literally written to cause accidents. So don't trust any of this stuff that you see out there that's, you know, the government propaganda. You know, that Anarchist Cookbook was as much a fraud as the Black Panther coloring book.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that Anarchist Cookbook, boy, that was, years and years and years ago, I remember.
Oh, and yet every corporate media person who wanted to demonize the patriot movement, they'd wave it around and say, this is what they're planning to do. And it was another government-sponsored fake.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I got to go to work.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a good day. We're going to switch over to Tom in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, sir. Actually, I think I still have a copy of that Anarchist Cookbook, along with how to, don't get mad, get even, how to get anything on anybody, which, by the way, my old employer was the actual writer of that book, and he used Lee Lappin as the pen name. But nonetheless, I called about the, you know, you were talking about the two guys walking around with their faces showing, no disguises. You know, the more and more pictures and things I see of them, the more I'm convinced that they were not nervous. They weren't looking behind them to see if they were being watched or anything like that. I think they were participating in this drill and may not even have known what they had in the backpack.
I agree with you. It's a repeat of the London 7/7 bombing, where they went out and hired Muslims to play pretend terrorists for the benefit of this drill that was going on, and those poor guys did not even know the bombs they had were real and not fake. One of them was a brand new father. Brand new daddies do not go out and commit suicide bombings. And
yeah, along with the hijackers at 9/11, I got a sneaking suspicion that they may have also thought they were participating in the drills that were happening on 9/11, and they went down along with everybody else.
With 9/11, most of those named suspects turned up alive long afterwards. In fact, the government of Saudi Arabia sued the United States for defaming one of their pilots in their national airlines who was named as a suspect. Apparently, at least one of the airplanes, when they autopsied all the bodies and they did DNA tests to identify the remains to send back to the families, they found no Arab DNA anywhere on that plane. So...
yeah.
Patsies get framed. The government does it. It's just more of the same stuff.
On the plane.
I'm sorry?
It may be that those people, the hijackers, they said may not have even been in the plane, that all these phone calls that supposedly happened may have been pre-recorded and just played. I don't know. There's so, you know, they lie so much, you don't know. It's like a little kid that cries wolf, and they lie and lie and lie, and when they finally do tell the truth, nobody believes them.
Well, you know, well, that's why all this lying is going to come back, on the U.S. government, because if there was a real crisis or a real emergency, nobody's going to believe a thing they have to say. We have to take another break for commercials. Tom, stay with me. I want to respond to something you said when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Tom in Pennsylvania. And Tom, regarding 9/11, we know there was a lot of communications fakery going on. We were getting all these stories about people on board these planes calling their friends and family on cell phones and saying, we're going to die. The Muslims did it. And, of course, it was immediately determined after that that cell phones won't work from a passenger jet. If you're sitting at the gate, maybe, but everybody who had a cell phone, the next flight they took, they tried the same thing, could not connect with the ground. The cell system is not designed to just jump from cell to cell to cell that fast for an overhead aircraft. We also know, I mean, there's the possibility there were no hijackers at all, and the planes were being flown by remote control, because do you remember a guy named Dov Zakheim? Rabbi Dov Zakheim, he was comptroller of the Pentagon during the period of time when some $3 trillion went missing and unaccounted for. And by, you know, an amazing coinkydink, not to be believed, the plane that hit the Pentagon hit the offices where the auditors were trying to figure out where all that money had gone. And Dov Zakheim, before he became comptroller of the Pentagon, ran a company that manufactured remote control systems for aircraft. So it's just all fakery and fraud. Tommy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Anything else?
After all that remote control, I'm sure you remember, it's hit the web again. I just told a friend of mine about it a week or so ago. He had never seen the Lone Gunman.
And I remember that because I was an X-Files fan and a Lone Gunman fan. And I remember that first. I remember that first episode where they took over a plane by remote control and tried to fly it into the World Trade Centers. And that was 6 months before 9/11. So how come maybe we should get the Hollywood producers to run CIA and FBI instead of...
Many of them already are. Many of them already are. I mean, you know, CIA has a tremendous presence in Hollywood. They prop up the careers of those actors and directors and producers who will do the propaganda that is wanted. And anybody who won't toe the line loses their career. Gene Seberg, good example. I'm another. It has happened time and time again. As far as remote control of aircraft, that actually goes all the way back to World War II. So it's nothing new there. The systems are more sophisticated, but it's definitely established. And the rationale for developing these systems for civilian airliners was to be able to take control of them in the event of a hijacking and bring them into a safe landing. Nothing the hijackers could do, nothing the flight crews could do. You're heading on down to this airport and they're waiting to arrest you, and that's the end of that. But we know those systems are out there. Pilots do not like them. Pilots want to be in control of their aircraft. But they are out there. Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, I was in the Navy. I was aviation Navy, and we had control of aircraft landing on carriers through telemetry. You know, we could bring in a plane that was disabled or whatever and land it on an aircraft. In fact, they were trying to devise that whole system to bring aircraft onto rolling carriers that were in the high seas or whatnot, trying to land a plane onto a rolling deck. And by computer control, which was a heck of a lot more accurate than a human, but, I think you got it covered, though. So keep up the good work. I listen to you every day. I gave up on Alex Jones, so.
All right. Well, thank you very much for listening, and please tell all your friends and family about Republic Broadcasting, and we're trying to build our audience. Our audience is growing right now. We're looking at the numbers. They are definitely trending upward. So we're reaching the crowd. Our demographic is dropping in age, which is a tremendous vindication for what we're trying to do there. Now, in the aftermath of all the screw-ups in this story about Boston, they're falling back on the old canard. Oh, it was a failure of intelligence. That's what they were telling us after 9/11. Oh, it was a failure of intelligence. Give us more money and more of your civil liberties and we will keep you safe. Well, obviously, if you accept the official story on Boston at face value, none of that stuff worked. So are they out there saying, well, let's scrap Department of Homeland Security and scrap all the rest of this because it didn't work? No, they're out there saying, we must have more money. We must have more of your freedoms. You will not be safe until we have you living in a cage under constant video surveillance. And that won't work either, because the next time the government needs bloody shirts to wave at you to start a war, they'll stage another phony false flag attack. But the government is out there trying to recover from this embarrassment. And, you know, lawmakers are out there, who dropped the ball on the Boston bomber? And basically they're saying it's a failure to share intelligence information. And now it's coming out that some agencies did somehow magically know this was going to happen ahead of time, but they just didn't make the appropriate phone call. The working theory here, again, is these two guys were recruited as U.S. intelligence agent assets, just like Lee Harvey Oswald when he was over in Russia. And then the government just sacrificed them as chips for another government plot. And so the Department of Homeland Security is trying to save face. Everybody's out there saying, what are we putting up with all this email reading and computer scanning and naked body stuff and crotch groping and stolen luggage and broken laptops at TSA if it's not really going to accomplish anything? And their answer is always, oh, we need to do more. We're not doing enough. Clearly, we are not doing enough. So the security industrial complex is having a field day. You know, we've got the next generation scanner and the next generation gloves, and we buy our product and you will be safe. Hasn't worked so far. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from somebody who lives in Boston who points out that to get an ambulance from the location where the younger brother, Zokar, was arrested at the boat, to get him to that Beth Israel Hospital, you have to drive right past Massachusetts General Hospital. So that's kind of interesting. Okay, why did they not take him to Massachusetts General? He would have been in critical care sooner. Why did he have to go to this hospital with all these Israeli doctors? So the story just gets curiouser and curiouser. All right, I need to wrap up on Boston. We're halfway through the show, and there's a lot of other things I need to get to here. They're now out there saying because of the 19-year-old Zokar in the hospital, trach tube, can't talk, and he's out, you know, thrashing around his arms and whatever. They are now crafting a picture of his motivation. His guilt is presumed. You will believe us when we say he's guilty. And now they're saying the motivation. And the good news is at least they have finally dropped all that crap about they hate us for our freedoms. And they're saying that these two brothers were motivated to do the bombing because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. But they have opened up yet another public relations disaster. I guess they realized nobody was going to buy. They hate us for our freedoms any longer because the government's taking our freedoms away to make us safe, supposedly. But now they're saying these two brothers were responding to America's wars against Muslims everywhere. And the American people are tired of all these wars. We're fed up. We're tired of all the money that went into them. We're tired of all the constant lies used to start these wars. We're tired of seeing our kids come home in these cheap metal boxes with these cheaper American flags made in China. And we're supposed to say, oh, they died for a good and noble cause. I don't think so. But most Americans, I think right now, after all these wars of conquest, if they actually believe the official story, and according to our online poll, 98% of you do not. But if you believe the official story, you're going to concede that the Tsarnaev brothers had a legitimate gripe. They had a reason to be angry with the U.S. government following more than 10 years of wars on Muslim nations, drone strikes into Muslim nations with which we are not officially at war, and of course support for Israel's aggressions against Muslims for decades prior to that. After all, if a foreign nation was dropping random bombs on Christians around the world, most people would want that foreign nation stopped one way or the other. In that context, the actions of the Tsarnaev brothers are not completely alien. They're somewhat understandable, bordering on heroic, like the French underground striking back against the conquering Nazis. Now, along with the events in Boston, the corporate media is waving around these arrests regarding this Canadian train terror plot. Proof that the Muslims are out to get us, blah, 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 blah. Apparently, the Canadians knew about these individuals. The Muslim community had been ratting them out, saying, look, these two troublemakers came in here. They're talking about bombs. They're talking about terror. We don't want them here. We think they're troublemakers. Will you arrest them? And apparently the Canadian police knew about these guys 4 months. And they wanted to arrest them, but they did not arrest them until now at the request of the American government. We've got to coordinate these things for maximum media impact and propaganda value, don't you understand? Meanwhile, Reddit has now officially apologized for accusing this missing student, Sunil Tripathi, as one of the bombers. And by the way, a lot of people sent me this guy's pictures and said, oh, it's got to be him, got to be him, got to be him. And I said, no, it doesn't look like him. And it turns out, no, it wasn't him. And sadly, tragically, they now have found a body in the Providence River that they think may be this missing student. So that story is now over. There is no question that citizen investigation of the official story is causing major headaches for the controlled media and the U.S. government. They're in absolute panic right now. By the way, apparently the U.S. government has just released a photo, which they claim is from the video showing the younger brother planting the bomb. And the photo is also problematic because there's a backpack on the ground at the front of the crowd watching the marathon, and it is a black backpack. And we know from other photos the backpack that the younger brother was carrying was white. And there's also something else in there. If you look at this photo, it's very foreshortened because it was taken with a telephoto lens. But it's also very obvious. There's like 3-4 deep crowd at the barricades watching the marathon, and the younger brother is obviously behind them walking along. Now, I don't know if you've ever been to a major event where there is a crowd, like the Rose Parade or some other festival like that. You don't just walk to the front of the crowd, drop something off, and walk away. Nobody wants you to get in front of them. They've all jockeyed for position. They've been there for a long time to get that front row center seat. You just don't walk up there and get to the front of that crowd and then walk back. So already that photo that they're now putting out there to try and sell the story, it's got problems. Wrong color black pack, and the position is wrong. Last Friday, Obama's out there saying, don't form opinions on Boston attacks until we have told you what to believe. Don't jump to conclusions. Just like Bush was saying, let us not tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories about 9/11. Yeah. I'm sure inside the White House, they're out there saying, why don't they believe us anymore? Because you lie like a dog. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, now there's this new computer security warning that all of the emails and web posts that are showing these other photos and videos of the Boston bombing, they're havens for malware. Don't you dare click on those pictures. Don't you look on those pictures or videos because your computer will be infected. So, I mean, they're getting really, really desperate out there. They are getting desperate. Now, I want to clear something up because a lot of people have been talking about Tamerlan's girlfriend and that he had a wife and they were trying to use it to demonize him. Oh, he was married, but he had a girlfriend too. Well, it turns out it's the same woman. She's identified as a girlfriend in some pictures and then as a wife in some others, but it is the same woman. And of course, before she is your wife, she is your girlfriend. You don't marry a total stranger. Before I married Claire, she was my girlfriend. That's just how it works. And this wife, Catherine, her name is saying the same thing everybody else is saying. No indications these guys were into anything involving terror and bombing and so forth and so on here. All righty. Let's see. One more thing and then I'm going to move on here. Do you remember that Iranian bomb plot case down there with that used car salesman who was going to assassinate the Saudi guy, and that one just cratered, and it looks like Boston is heading for the same fate. Nobody is buying this one. My concern, and I'm going to repeat this over and over again, remember what happened after TWA 800. U.S. Navy accidentally shot down a 747 during a test of the Aegis CEC anti-missile system. Not the first time it happened. The USS Vincennes, based on the same computer platform, accidentally shot down an Iranian passenger jet. These things happen with the quality of product America is now developing. They happen more often. Now we're hearing that these new littoral combat ships, which the Pentagon already said don't really have enough weapons to be effective, don't have enough armor to really survive an attack, and now we find out they've got so many computer security holes in them that somebody could actually hack in over the satellite feed or even Wi-Fi or Bluetooth and take them over. So immediately after the U.S. Navy accidentally shot down TWA 800, they were trying to put a cover story in place. It was falling apart. At first they were saying terror, 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 and then they said, wait, the Navy was right out there. You're telling us terrorists sailed into the middle of a U.S. Navy training exercise, flipped off a rocket, and then succeeded in escaping. And the Navy tried to deny they were having the exercise. And then, of course, the NOTAMs came out and the paper trail showing that, yeah, they really were out there conducting live fire exercises. And so that's when the story about terrorists disappeared and it became center fuel tank. And everybody who saw a rocket was seeing the remains of the plane zoom climbing in the sky. And anybody who says otherwise was just drunk anyway. And that actually was part of the official story. Those people on Long Island were drunk. And Bill Clinton revoked whistleblower protection for everybody who was involved in the search and recovery operation out there. There's a giveaway right there and then. They even went to the point of having a fraud of saying there had been some unknown biological threat carried on the 747, and so everybody had to stay off the beaches of southern Long Island. And, you know, they didn't want anybody picking up any wreckage that showed up that didn't belong to a 747. So a week later, when the TWA 800 story is falling apart and everybody's talking about it, everybody's talking about, yes, I saw a rocket come up from the surface of the ocean and kill that jet. Then there was the Olympic Park bombing, and the corporate media said, huzzah, huzzah, we don't have to talk about TWA 800 any longer. And they went off on that, and TWA 800 dropped off the corporate media screen completely. My concern is they'll do it again. This Boston fiasco is falling apart. It's crumbling faster than the U.S. Federal Reserve notes. And they may be thinking that the best way to get out of this mess is to have a bigger, bloodier, more horrific false flag somewhere else. So we're hearing all kinds of concerns about that happening. And remember, every time there's another one of these big, huge bangs, it's advertising that all this Department of Homeland Security and TSA and FBI and CIA really don't work. All this money on databases and the new airport Zorch and Scorch 5,000 full-body x-rays, they don't really work. It's just another way of shoveling money to political cronies. Michael Chertoff, head of the Department of Homeland Security, his orders, all these scanners and gloves and swabs and everything that the airports have got to buy for Homeland Security. Then he resigns from public office and he starts a company, the Chertoff Group. What do? They sell scanners and swabs and gloves to airport security. The guy is rich, along with all of his investors, and they're laughing at you. And I'm sure their salespeople are out there right now saying, oh, you have last year's scanner. You've got to have the new improved scanner this year. So it's just a complete nonsensical situation. They're talking about the sequestration is now harming air travel in the United States because the FAA controllers that make sure planes don't run into each other over the skies of America are having to be put on furlough. Why not put the TSA on furlough? In a decade of operation, they have not ever actually caught a real terrorist. Not once. Not once. Not once. But they'll grab your crotches. They've actually found pedophiles are applying for work at the TSA, so they can find the little children all day long. Isn't it going to be great? And, of course, huge scandal. They're looting luggage. They're helping to smuggle drugs. And the rest of them are butterfingers that drop and destroy your laptops, for which I never received an apology, let alone a replacement. All righty, we're going to go on to the economy now because there's a lot of other things going on. And unlike the corporate media, I don't want to do Boston, Boston, Boston all day here. Apparently, the former CEO of CME, Leo Malmed, tried to basically collect on two of his gold futures contracts, and he was refused. He had a contract for delivery on the 2nd of April, and apparently the physical delivery is being refused. All they'll give him is a warehouse receipt to say, see, your gold is there. You don't need to take it home with you. You don't want to have that old yellow, smelly metal stuff around your home or your own safe or vault or garage. Here's a paper that proves you own that gold. Jim Sinclair is out there saying that physical gold is now being cypressed. In order to cover the bullion shortfalls at the central bank, they're simply grabbing gold anywhere they can. Anywhere they can. But here's a warehouse receipt, or here's a big stack of freshly printed Federal Reserve notes. You don't need that real metal. Really, it's useless. It's too soft to be used for any. You don't want that stuff here. Real Americans will take the printed paper. If you demand your physical gold that you own, the terrorists will win. Going to grab a phone call here. Malcolm in Austin. Aloha, Malcolm. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Sorry for switching topics on you. Someone just pointed this out, and I just wanted your opinion on this. That recent Internet Snoop bill with the Internet tax that just was introduced, is it possible? I mean, the things that are going on in Boston right now, it's a fiasco. It's almost like they're saying, we're doing a false flag, and this Internet bill that allows the money junkies to get a piece of our action via the Internet gets into Congress while everyone's looking at that. Do you think this was bait and switch?
Well, I think certainly when you have an incident like this, everybody tries to use it to the advantage they can. You have people blaming right-wing conservative Christians. Now they're blaming blogs like mine. Israel's blaming the Muslims. Everybody's trying to use this for their own agenda, and there is no question that the people behind CISPA want to use this at least as a distraction. Now, CISPA did pass the House. Apparently, it is encountering opposition in the Senate. But again, the idea is right now the power structure, the federal government, the Federal Reserve, certainly they are scared to death of the independent media and the Internet. Remember, the Internet was never supposed to be a public utility. It was originally set up for the government's own personal use through DARPA. And it was originally called the ARPANET. And then as it started to go public, ARPA came into all these corporations that were running the backbone servers for the net. And they said, well, we're going to give you a check for another year's funding, but here are some rules as to who is going to be allowed to use this. And ordinary Americans are off the list. And fortunately, all of those corporations running the backbone said, well, you can stick your funding where the sun don't shine. We'll cover the cost from now on. It, in hacker lore, it's called the Great Revolt. And that's when the ARPANET became the internet. And now the government's trying to figure out how they put the genie back in the bottle. Because this idea of ordinary Americans able to communicate en masse to fellow Americans is a huge, huge threat. That's why people didn't fall for 9/11 or for the rest of it, or Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. We've got to take a break here. Malcolm, stay with me. I'm going to come back to you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. We're talking with Malcolm in Austin, and we're talking about this obvious fiasco in Boston. And it's just falling apart very, very rapidly, but everybody's trying to take advantage of it. They're trying to ramrod this CISPA bill through, which would basically end all privacy online.
Yeah, watching you. Don't say anything we don't approve of.
It's wrapped supposedly in the veneer of stopping online piracy, which online piracy is wrong, but it is tremendously overinflated as a real threat. The reason the music industries and the entertainment industries are in financial trouble is because they're not really coming out with anything new and interesting people want to look at. It's all politically correct recycling. I was talking with some friends the other day about how if you go to cable TV, it's all reality shows and repeats. There's hardly anything new out there because they've lost their audience, which means their ad revenues have to go down. Right now, corporate-owned newspapers, their advertising revenues are the lowest they've ever been since they started keeping records in the 1950s. Last time I went down to one of the network affiliates to work on a TV commercial for them, it was just this barn filled with empty, vacated offices. They're falling apart over there. Anyway, a little wrinkle about CISPA. Apparently, Representative Mike Rogers' wife is going to personally profit if CISPA passes, because she's out there already getting ready to sell the services that enforcement of CISPA is going to need. How very convenient. This is one of the reasons why when I talk about the blueprint for the new America, we need to have all elected and appointed officials' wealth in a blind trust, like they're supposedly doing for the president now, although we know presidents evade that. They certainly did during the Clinton administration, during the Whitewater hearings. It came out that the Clintons had a filing cabinet in the residence portion of the White House with personal financial papers. So they put some of their wealth into the blind trust, and they kept the rest of it so they could do insider trading the way we know Congress is doing. And I think that was the real motive for the murder of White House Deputy Counsel Vincent Foster, because he was supposedly doing the blind trust declarations. He knew they were fraudulent. He didn't want to put his name on there because he could go to jail. And so he was going to resign from the White House. That would have brought more attention to the blind trust, which was already 6 months late. And so he was killed. They dumped his body in Fort Marcy Park. And some unknown party completed the blind trust declarations 3 days later. So on and on. Anyway, Malcolm, what else do you want to talk about? I guess Malcolm hung up. Now then, Jim Grant over at X Republic TV, there's an interview there. The Federal Reserve is not ending quantitative easing. In fact, as he puts it, they're doubling down. They're accelerating the printing and creation of new money for Wall Street to grab and go on out and play the stock market. That's the only reason the stock market is up. Lots and lots of cheap money coming in to play speculator games to try and keep that whole pyramid going. Just one more day. Please, just one more day. We'll be right back after station identification.